We're beginning the introduction of the Chaye Adam. Hakdama is first Hakdama from the year Taf Kuf Ayin. Okay, so this is from 200 years ago. Amaram lekitman chaver lechvod haTorah medaber azuva mikol kamidbar velo modek acher sanishbar. So says, he calls himself the one who is the milaket. All he did was gather, and he compiled in honor of the Torah he speaks, the Torah that's been left by all like the desert, poor Torah. Everyone's left it like the desert is desolate. And those who learn it are like broken pottery. Umitzvoteha ka'anashim melumadim kamidbar. And what?
Kamdubar.
Thank you. And the mitzvos of the Torah are, people are performing it by rote. Ulay tachzor leitgaber. Maybe now, through the Torah will again fortify itself. Miktanam ad gdolam yitchaber. And this book will help connect people from youngsters to elder. Leidna dinim kechaver. To know the halachos, just like someone who is a learned person. Kim tzuve aleinu mipasuk, shemo v'shamata. This is in accordance with our obligation. The Torah says, Shemo v'shamata. What's the connection? Watch the Torah and listen to the Torah. V'amru zal, Shemo, v'alimud. What does it mean, Shemo? Watch the Torah. It means, watch what you learn, Shim shanita, efshal shiyitkayim. If you learn Torah, then you might perform it. Harei sheikar limud haTorah kedei ledaa dineha bifratehem v'dikdukehen. What's the point of learning? To know the details of how to perform Torah. V'amru zal, our sages said, gadol halimud shemivi lidei ma'aseh. Learning Torah is so important because that's what drives us to perform. V'chatlut Tosfot, and Tosfos over there says, it's a question the Gemara asks, what's more important, learning Torah or doing Torah? So the Gemara gives a funny answer. Learning Torah, because that's what will get you to do Torah. So which one's more important? If learning is only good because it gets you to do, that certainly sounds like doing is more important. So Tosfos over there says, derotze lomar shim ba li malech im yilmedu tchila o la'asot. Tosfos says, the Gemara was asking, if a person comes and asks you, should I learn Torah first or should I perform first? Omrim lo shilmot tchila. So we tell him, learn. You can't, shen amar etz chasid, you can't become pious without knowing Torah. So that's in the question, am I accepting the mitzvahs of the Torah? So yirat Hashem reshit da'at, I have to begin by accepting the yoke of heaven, accepting to do mitzvot. Then I have to learn it. Without learning it, kotom avetaged, you have to learn. You can't perform without learning. Siman ramu katav ashach siftanei. The Shach writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Yoredeya, shebelimud gemara pshat tosfot, einam yutzim midei limud. The Shach says, you think you're learning Torah if you learn Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos? No, you're not. Ki ikar alimudu alachot psukot. You want to know what's learning Torah? Bottom line. If you know bottom line how what you're supposed to do, that's learning Torah. That's why the Rishonim worked so hard to compile works so that they have bottom lines. What am I supposed to do? And I am the one. He's borrowing a phrase from Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, woe to me that I saw such a generation, as he's describing the destruction. So the Chaye Adam is borrowing that pasuk, and he says, "Vani hagever ra'iti tat la'ashem tzadnu." I see the troubles that have befallen the Jewish people. Ki agam shrabotein balei shulchan aruch achul panim shulchan aruch bechol ma'amatamim. Even though our teachers who compiled the shulchan aruch and the Rama, they really set the table for us with all kinds of goodies. Dinei Torah bechalein ufatehin. They gave us their general rules. They gave us the details. Mikol makom en lanu pele echol leinot mehem. They set the table well. We have a toothache. Our mouths are problematic. We don't know how to eat the food that they prepared. Kayadua shraban Yisrael abet Yosef. Ikachu b'ora abet Yosef shalatu. You hear that? The Chaye Adam says something that should be obvious to all of us. What is the prime work of Rav Yosef Karo? The Beis Yosef on the tour. That's his prime work. Go ask people, what's the big work? So up until 150 years ago, when the authors would write the big work of Rav Yosef Karo, they meant the Beis Yosef. Nowadays, when people write the big work, what do they mean? Shulchan Aruch. That's a change.
The thing about the table and the mouth is, well.
V'chen ikar chibur shel Rama hu adarkei Moshe. And the prime work of Rabbi Moshe Isserles of Krakow is his work again, which shows you the root of the laws. The Beis Yosef is the root, the source of the halachos. The Shulchan Aruch is just a short version of bottom lines. So, the main works were those that showed you the sources. That's where they clarified their stances. That's where they clarified their positions from the source of life, from the Talmud, from the Rishonim. That's the source of halacha. What's the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch is like you're studying for a test. So you make for yourself a bunch of signs. How could I remember everything? So that's the Shulchan Aruch. So that you could easily review things. That's your short notes. That's the cliff notes.
What's the Beit Yosef?
The Beit Yosef is the work on the tour which summarizes on each halacha all the different opinions of the Rishonim and the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos. He sets up the whole sugiya and all the opinions.
And Yosef Karo also wrote that?
Yes, and that was his first work. Then, in the last year and a half of his life, he said to his students, you know, I see you need some notes, some shorthand notes that'll be an easy review. And so he wrote up the Shulchan Aruch really quickly for them so that they'd have an easy review.
It was really in the last year and a half of his life?
That's what someone who lived shortly after him wrote. Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but one of the Tshuva Sfarim, someone who lived about 50 years later, that's what he writes, yeah. And as you see, that, I'm sorry, I skipped. So it's like a short note. So you'd have an easy review after you really learned it in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. And as my mechutin, Rabbi Eliyahu, I think he means the Gra, even though I didn't know he learned in the Gra's Beis Medrash, I didn't know he was a mechutin with the Gra. The Beis Yosef and Ramah never thought for a minute that people would paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. Moshe Katav Abach v'tshuva siman pei. Ushal poskim mizeh lashono. The Bach writes, the Bach says, why did I write my commentary on the tour together with the Beis Yosef? Because amorim in Shulchan Aruch, morim shelo kahalacha. Anyone that paskins from the Shulchan Aruch, what's that? What kind of work is the Shulchan Aruch? It's just a short thing, you know. Anyone that thinks they could pass him from there, they're not going to get it right. Kilo yedu shoresh, they're not going to know the root of where things come from. Uvodim tamim milibam, so they have to invent the reasoning, and they're not going to get it right. So that's he says, who would write on that? That's like the short thing. Who? Oh boy, what would he say now? Okay, and the chaya yodam. So you can have to, right. Okay. So we're going to pick up here Bezat Shem on Tuesday, unless you want to continue. What's the vote? Continue or go over to learning some halachot? Larry? Okay, so we'll pause here to pick a...